This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 823. Gravitate towards these gender comparisons on IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, we make Jessica cringe as we discuss gender stereotypes. You'll get a jam-packed episode with vocabulary and grammar for comparing and contrasting males and females. Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Pretty good, yeah. Let's see. What's exciting that's happening? Oh, we have a little friend coming over for a sleepover tonight, James' best friend, Rowan. And James is so excited because he and I built this like cardboard box fort last week, and he wants them to sleep in it and play video games in it. And he has a plan to cut a hole in the side so we could keep a plate of cookies outside that's of the awesome. Hole, and that's their like food delivery window.
That's so fun. I gotta tell you, every time you tell me a story about you and your son, I'm like, she's a really good mom, and I need to do more of this stuff with my children.
Like, no, man,
you have such good ideas. I'm like, I'm gonna make a paper box fort.
I have one child. You know, I have one kid that I get to just, it's he and I, and we get to do all this cool stuff together.
So fun.
I can't imagine having as big a family as you have and like spreading all the love and attention everywhere. I mean, of course it's amazing. And there's like that much more love in your life. It's incredible. And there are, you know, comparing and contrasting small families and big families. That's actually something that could come up on IELTS.
Yes, that's true, right? In fact, that's what we're going to talk about today, because this comparing and contrasting vocabulary, you're almost for sure going to use on IELTS, right?
Yes, for sure. Guys, there are so many places where you need to know this stuff. On Speaking Part 3 and Writing Task 2, you're going to be asked to make comparisons, maybe write an argument essay, or write or talk about the advantages and disadvantages of something. And then, of course, in Writing Task 1, not just change over time, but also static, maybe a map question that gives you two graphs. So, guys, the comparison stuff we're talking about today, in the second half of the episode, we're going to do some grammar stuff, right? We're going to talk about sentence structures and linking words for comparisons, but we're going to be focused in the first half of the episode on vocab we could use to compare and contrast genders. Does that happen on IELTS, Aubrey?
Yeah, for sure, right? You'll see a graph where it's comparing numbers for males and females. Like, oh, these are the numbers for males who do this regularly, or the percentage of males who do this, and then separate numbers for females. So that's very common. So we're going to provide some vocabulary that, yeah, you can use when you need to discuss the difference in genders.
Yes, all right, Jessica. A very exciting conversation.
Yes, I know. It's I'm excited about the list we have here, though. These are all really good ones. The first one is gravitate towards. And I actually use this one a lot. I'll say, yeah, I gravitate towards volleyball more than football. You know, I'll use that a lot if I'm comparing what I prefer more and what I like to do more. Do you use that one?
Yeah, for sure. It sounds so smart. I love it. Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to be a band score 6 student, go ahead, say prefer. Go ahead. I dare you. But if you want higher than a band score 6, guys, you need to use phrases like this. And we're always talking about vocab to put in your back pocket. I feel like we should like trademark that. All Ears English, IELTS Energy. This is vocab to put in your back pocket, guys, because again, like, all over the speaking test, you have to talk about stuff you like and prefer. So this is, even though it sounds super smart, guys, it doesn't mean it's formal. You could use it in Speaking Part 1. Like, what kind of movies do you like? What kind of restaurants do you like going to? I could be like, These days, I have been gravitating towards more healthy options instead of quick fast food. We've been trying to explore more sushi or whatever. So it's such a versatile phrase.
Yeah, for sure. And if you are asked about movies, I gravitate toward action films. You know, definitely anything you're asked about. If you are, expressing a preference, this is a perfect one. Instead of saying I prefer, I gravitate toward. That's a good one. And then the second one is very similar. Jessica, how would you use have a tendency to?
Yeah, so it is similar for sure, but there mm-hmm. is a slight difference, right, in how we use it. Like gravitate towards is like, what do I like to do, right?
Yes.
Not that you do it all the time. Maybe you do. It's not about frequency at all, right? Whereas have a tendency to is just like more likely to do something. Okay.
Exactly.
So gravitate towards is more like a feeling, like I like it. You know, my emotion is positive about this, but I have a tendency to. It's not just positive or negative. It's just saying like, you're gonna do this. Not that
exactly.
It's good or
I would
bad.
Say, oh, I have a tendency to be really lazy in the morning, or I have a tendency right. to, you know, wake up slow, something like that. You know, something that you do pretty often, pretty
yes.
habitually.
Totally. Yeah, I have a tendency to enjoy late night snacks. Like, if I ever try and like curb how much I'm eating, which isn't often, guys, I eat everything all the time. But once in a while, I'm just like, oh, brother, like I've been eating a lot lately. I'm just going to have a small dinner tonight that's mostly vegetables. And it never works because when I do that, then I'm just like starving
hungry
an hour later.
All night.
Yeah.
Yes. I actually started this health competition with my daughter and my sisters, and you can't eat after 7, which is so hard for me because I love snacking late at night. It's really good for me because I never eat anything healthy after 7
right.
p.m.
It's all about chips and peanuts and like popcorn.
Exactly, right? All those yummy snack foods. And I like sweet and salty. So if I'm eating chips, I also want chocolate or something sweet at the same time.
Oh my gosh, I love it. yeah. Okay, so guys, we were talking about how gender is the focus today, right? And those two phrases can definitely be used to compare and contrast genders. Like men gravitate towards muscle cars and trucks, and women gravitate towards sports cars. I don't know. And have a tendency to. Men have a tendency to not ask for directions. I don't know. These are all very negative stereotypes, guys, but that's like, those are examples. But what I do enjoy talking about more is going against stereotypes. And what a hot topic, guys. Like,
yeah.
This is something that everyone talks about today, right? Which I think is an important conversation. So, Aubrey, you have male children and female children. Do any of them go against stereotypes?
Yeah, some. My older daughters really like sports. And the average girl, maybe the stereotype is that girls don't like sports that much. But more and more, I think all kids love playing soccer, volleyball. Like you
yes.
get give them enough options to play different sports, most kids are going to like them. So as far as athleticism, I think that stereotype is sort of evolving, wouldn't you say?
Oh my gosh, I think that stereotype is dead and buried in the yes. ground because our women's national team for soccer like rock the World Cup every year, and women are so, look at Serena Williams. I mean,
I
there
know,
are
seriously.
So many amazingly strong female athletes out there. And listeners, you know, Lindsay and I love sports. Aubrey, you play volleyball too. You love sports.
Yes.
People love sports. It's not about stereotypes. Yeah. Or gender
for
anymore.
Sure.
So
this is a great phrase,
yeah.
though, to use for the speaking section. If you're
yes.
asked any personal question, you could say, this actually goes against gender stereotypes, but I really like, and something that would maybe be assumed to be typical for the other sex. If you're a woman,
totally.
You know, if you want to say, I actually really like muscle cars and drinking beer out of a hat. I don't know.
Drinking beer out of a hat?
Like, what can I think of that would be like so typically male, right? But anything that's kind of a stereotype for
male.
That is
male. Hilarious. I love spontaneous examples more than anything. So some pretty high level topics come up sometimes, guys, in speaking part 3 and writing task 2, like – gender roles, family roles, relationship roles, evolving, generational differences, stuff like that. And part of that conversation, and something I recommend you guys practice talking about, is this idea of nature versus nurture. In the blog post for this, Aubrey is going to link to another episode Lindsay and I did about nature versus nurture, because this is such an important idea and it comes up on IELTS all the time. It's this question of like, are we born this way or are we taught to be this way, right? Which directly connects to stereotypes and gender. So if something is natural to you, you're born with this, instead of natural, you could say it's an innate preference for something, right? Like when I had James, I thought, you know what? I'm going to buy girl toys. I'm going to buy boy toys. I'm not going to like force him to like anything. He's a boy through and through, man. Like it's all about, there was an innate preference for anything with a motor and wheels from the moment he was born. And there, yeah, I didn't
saw
teach
that
him
with
that.
Will. Same thing, right? My older daughters are girls, and all we had were princess dresses and dolls. And so then we had Will, and I said, I'm not going to buy toys that are specifically for boys. He can play with these.
Right.
And he wasn't having it, you know, and the second he went to someone else's house and there was a dinosaur, a truck, like he was like, yeah. This is what I want to play with.
It's all about it. I know. Yeah. Okay, guys. So today's episode is so jam packed with stuff. All right. You're going to have to listen a couple times. Remember, this is 823. Come back to the blog and read everything. So we're going to take a short break right now, guys. And when we come back, we're going to give you some excellent sentence structures and linking words for today's topic. Good day, future IELTS test takers. What would you get if you took the test right now? I bet you want to know. And I also bet you want free resources designed by me, ex-examiner of 14 years. So go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Take a short quiz, get your IELTS band score and free resources. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
All right, welcome back, Jessica.
Thank you, Aubrey. Welcome back to you. I doff my hat to you. You know, this is an audio medium. I doff my beer-filled hat to you. Okay, what are we talking about, guys? So to doff a hat, it's a very old but lovely phrase to like tip your hat to somebody. So just some more fun vocab for you guys. All right, so linking words, guys, for compare and contrast. Again, writing task one, writing task two. Speaking all over, you guys need today's phrases. So we're going to give you three example sentences using whereas, while, and in contrast to.
Yeah, so these are excellent ways to compare and contrast, and we're focusing a little more on the gender when you're comparing two different genders with these. So the first one, whereas young males gravitate towards machines and such, little girls seem to prefer more domestic activities. When I wrote this, I was thinking of my daughter, Gigi. She loves to like put on an apron and pretend to cook, pretend to make dinner, and she'll come and serve us. Like she doesn't have to pretend she's working at a restaurant. Will could not care less about that. He's driving a car around on the floor, right?
You know what, James? I have bought a whole bunch of fake food and fake kitchen stuff because that's a game that James and I have enjoyed playing for years. Whenever, if it's like a rainy afternoon or we have like a whole day off school, you know, this is one of my favorite things to do is like we make up real world places and he always chooses to make a restaurant and I'll make a bank or something like that.
Awesome.
And like he does like the menu and we like move around furniture and stuff like that. So he loves the domestic activities. It's really
good,
cool.
That's
he doesn't
awesome.
Go against gender stereotypes there. Yeah.
No,
you know,
I
couldn't hold myself back when you read that sentence and I was like, blech, because it is true. There's a grain of truth there. But listeners, if you have been listening to the show for a while, you know I'm like fighting against gender roles all the time because I want everybody to be able to do everything.
For sure.
Okay.
And it's not applicable to me at all. Like, I hate domestic activities.
I know, me too.
Take me to a sporting event. I want to go do it. I hate doing dishes. I hate cooking. So like,
me too.
It's not accurate for everyone, right?
As we're speaking, I have a crock pot filled with vegetables and meat because that is like the easiest no cooking way to have like a good dinner prepared. Just anything to cut corners cooking wise.
Oh,
I am
for
all
sure.
For.
I found this company where you can like prep everything one night in an hour at the place.
Yes.
And then you come home with like 20 freezer bags full of food and stick them in your freezer.
It.
And it's been amazing. I just throw it in a crock pot and it's done because I don't want to cook. I don't want to think about it. I don't have time for that.
Me neither. All right, guys. So the next sentence, while boys are often aggressive and physical, girls have a tendency to be docile peacemakers.
It's
and,
cringy.
Okay.
It's so
I know.
Cringy.
It is cringy. It is cringy. But at the same time, like, I think
there
this actually,
there.
Like, this could be, like, backed up by science, though. Like, how the amount of testosterone in a man is, of course, higher, and that does lead to aggression, right? Especially,
yes.
Especially physical aggression. Whereas women, because we are, our bodies are made to make other people and care for them, we do have innate tendencies to be more docile caregivers and peacemakers. So even though it does make me cringe, still, it is still true.
It's true. Yeah, I've seen it myself, like with the twins. You know, Will will be like hitting her because he's really mad, and she just will like sit there and take it and either cry or be like, "Mom, help me." She won't fight back. And
oh gosh,
if ever she were to get so mad that she kind of lashed out physically, oh, he's gonna fight back. You know?
Yeah.
And you see that with little kids all the time. It is a pretty true stereotype that little boys are much more aggressive.
Oh my God, they just tackle and wrestle each other constantly,
yes,
all the time. All right, so guys, we know this is a long episode, but there is so much learning happening right now. So we have one more sentence for you guys. In contrast to boys who seem to never be able to sit still, girls seem perfectly content to sit still and chat with friends. In my experience, I have found this to be true. If James
yeah,
and I go to the
too.
Park and I see like a group of little girls in the corner, sitting in a circle, making flower bracelets or, you know, whatever. And never. Like, if we're outside, no. James is going to be
the
climbing
boys are
and
running
flying
around.
Off stuff. Yeah.
Yes. For sure.
So, okay,
yeah,
guys,
this is great vocabulary, yeah. Right? You know, you're going to be able to use these all over the exam. Listen to this again, like Jessica was saying. Come back to the blog. It's episode 823. And, you know, read the vocabulary that we have here for you. It's so useful. And also all of these great phrases for comparing and contrasting.
This is like a fundamental episode. There's so much stuff in here today. And to remind you guys, two links that are so important. If you guys are taking the computer test, you need to get on our mailing list immediately. allearsenglish.com/computer. We are making the only computer delivered IELTS test for 3 keys IELTS, guys, not test, course. So allearsenglish.com/computer. Be the first to know when this one of a kind course is available and get that early bird price. And last but not least, in just a few days, guys, you have the opportunity to learn how to be fearless in the world in any conversation. Get that strategy and that vocab. Go to allearsenglish.com/no fear. All right. Oh my gosh. Aubrey, thank you. This
is a
good
one.
An amazing episode.
Yes, right? It's packed with information. Thanks for chatting with me about it today, Jessica. It's been fun.
Super fun. All right, Aubrey, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.